You are more ladylike than I thought, because here I am just tooting away.
Just fighting up a storm.
Just tooting away.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
Jamie, you had such a busy weekend.
It was insane. And it's been a couple of days now since the party. And I think that I have officially recovered. I think I'm like kind of back to normal.
First of all, we should back it up. It started at 3 afternoon. Because if you know Jamie, you know that he wants everyone out of the house by 9. So I need to know, were people out of the house at 9 or did you guys party all night?
The last people left technically at 4:30 in the
morning. In the morning.
Yeah.
What? Oh my God.
Yeah. So it was one of those kind of parties, but it was really good. And, you know, we set the time for 3 o'clock, but didn't expect people to show up at 3 o'clock. And then it was like 3:30 and Kyle's dad went through like the backyard and I'm like, who's there? And then he comes bearing all these gifts and everything. And I was like, oh, he brought so much alcohol and pop and ice and all the stuff and snacks. Aww. To be able to like make sure that we were good. And then his brother came and his mom came shortly after 5. So then I was like, okay, you know, a little family affair. And then people started coming shortly after 5. And then they just did not stop coming.
Did you take 2 edibles that night?
No, I took 1. I kicked in. I texted you when I took the edible too. And it kicked in at just the right time. Right when everybody was starting to arrive a little bit more. We was so good. We had so many people here. I gave tours of the house so many times. So if I ever need to sell this house, I'm the one to do it. I have a little poster board here.
Aww, everyone signed their name. That's cute.
So everyone who was here, instead of doing a guest book, I got them to sign a poster board that I'm like, I may frame. I put it perfectly where people would write all in one direction, but people wrote upside down as well too. So I was like, well, that's annoying. Yeah, we had like the buffet table, Victoria. We had cookies and 2 bite brownies and baked beans. And Kyle made, he made a buffalo chicken dip and so good. We set up a beer pong table. The gifts that I got, very excited about those too.
Oh, look at you literally light up when you talk about the gifts. Okay, we need to know what you got. Did you get your double ninja air fryer?
No, I did not. It's $250, so I wasn't expecting anyone to really buy that.
Yeah.
But we did get some Visa gift cards. Our alcohol cupboard is now full to the brim.
Love that.
We got a couple candles. We got some dish towels. We got a glassware set. So like cups and everything. We got a cocktail shaker when you're making cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Some money. I got more edibles actually, which was nice.
They know you so well.
They do. Yeah. So it was a really good turnout and we just had the best time. Now, the funny thing is when the party was dwindling down a little bit, it was like maybe 2 o'clock and there was still maybe 7 people left at the party. And I was like, okay, this is like time to go. And then we started watching YouTube videos and that's when I'm like, that's when you know the party's like over, right?
Oh yes.
Yeah, because you're just doing it for the sake of taking time. And then I drove my one friend back to his hotel and I was thinking by the time I got back everybody would be gone and there were still people that were here.
Oh, wow. You guys like to party. That sounds amazing. I'm so happy for you because I know you've been planning this birthday / housewarming for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that everything went well for you.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And I'm like, I should host people more often, but not that many people because it's just like, you know, when you're hosting a party, you kind of don't get the opportunity to really enjoy things as much because you're taking care of it. Right?
Yes.
And it made me think of a wedding. My best friend's wedding that I went to, she said that they were so busy entertaining and talking to people that they didn't get to eat as much food as everybody else.
Yes.
And did that happen to you at your wedding?
Yeah. Well, you're just so busy. But I also find when I emcee a wedding, I'm so busy, like getting up, like talking and stuff that I feel like I kind of miss out on in like eating the meal, sitting with everyone and chatting and stuff. Mm-hmm. You just kind of, you have a role to play. You're busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. It's just constant socializing. And a lot of my friends came more than Kyle's did. So he was able to just mingle and hang out more so. And I felt like I was doing more of the hosting, like of all the tours and everything, because a lot of my friends had never been to the house yet. And I was just so grateful that everyone came, because like right when the edible kicked in, I started getting paranoid. I'm like, oh my gosh, no one's coming. It's after five and it's only his family. This is going to be a disaster. And then it was fine.
That's great. Oh, so good, Jamie.
Yeah, it's good. And sorry, I did not put you on Zoom. Yeah, no.
Honestly, that's fine. When you texted me, I'm like, he's having a good time.
That is a fact. How was your weekend? What did you guys get up to?
We had a really, really busy weekend. We had a couple of people over for supper. We went over to some people's homes for a drink. Claire, oh my gosh, our dog, she stinks. She like, she rolled in something dead, and then Garrett bathed her, and then she got the zoomies, and he's like, okay, I'll take you for a walk. And then when they came back from the walk, she like rolled in some type of like dead skunk. So she, I'm not even kidding you, Jamie, we must have bathed her by now like 9 times. Like, I'm not even kidding, over the course of like 4 days. Yes, yes. And she still stinks. So I feel really bad, because she knows she stinks, you know, because we're not going over and we're not really petting her.
Right.
She smells so bad. Yeah. So my next step is my mother-in-law sent me this post of someone using Epsom salts, like a lavender one, to bathe their dog. So we're going to try that.
Have you tried tomato juice? I heard that works for skunks.
We didn't try that, but we've tried the like Dawn soap with the peroxide and the baking powder, whatever that concoction.
Yeah.
No, we've tried it all. It just, no, she stinks. So bad.
See, I feel like this is like a PSA to get you to get a cat, because cats don't roll around in no dead animals. I'm just going to put that out there.
That's true. I can't do a cat. And you know what? I do love cats, but I'm just not, for me, I'm a dog person.
It's fair. Also, I saw you posted a couple photos. You guys did a photo shoot. Was it for Cole's birthday?
Yeah. So we did this whole package where we did the first year of Cole's life. So maternity, newborn, 6 months, 1 year. So yeah, we got back our 1 year photos. And isn't he so cute?
Like, just adorable.
I know, like, all of his teeth.
Family.
I know. He's got so many teeth.
Are you going to post these photos on your wall as well, too?
Jamie, well, just of me, though. Like, it'll be the family photo, but I'll zoom in. So it's just my thing. And that's like, guys, what I'll frame on the wall.
Look how amazing I look, guys. At Cole's 1 year, I look so good.
Look at my body. I look great.
The body's banging, ready for baby number two.
Oh, gosh. You're not first person who's made that comment.
Technically two and three, because remember, you're having twins according to the psychic, right?
Jamie, I cannot wait to one day share with you that I am pregnant, and I cannot wait to be like, it's not twins.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
What was the first CD that you bought?
Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Good for you. This is like Family Feud, where I'd be like, good answer, good answer.
Good
amazing.
Answer, good. Oh my God, yes. I listened to that CD over and over and over again. Like, I remember having to get ready for school, but I would, you know, when like the CD, like you would slide out the paperwork and stuff, and you would open it up and you would like read all the song lyrics so that you knew like how to sing along to the song. I remember reading it and my mom being like, you gotta go to school. And I'm like, but I'm just dreaming. Yeah, obsessed. I mean, who wasn't obsessed with Britney in the 1990s /2000/right now?
That's what I'm saying. We had it so hard back in the day with CDs and, you know, Walkmans and everything, where we had to literally dissect and find all the lyrics to songs, because sometimes they weren't all in the CDs. And now with Spotify and Wikipedia and everything, like, the kids don't have to work hard at all to find lyrics.
What's that app? Like Shazam or something? You can just hold it up and it tells you the song and all the lyrics. Yeah, I know.
When I wanted to know the name of a song, I'd have to memorize some of the lyrics that I think I'm hearing on the radio, and then wait till I get home and then try to find out what song it is. It was just like almost impossible.
Yes. And now I can't stand it if a radio station doesn't put the song and the artist on the display.
Yeah.
I get really annoyed. I'm like, who is this? What song is this? Yes. And I feel you on that one.
And that's how you know that we're getting old, huh?
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, Jamie, my question for you, are you a delivery or a pickup kind of guy?
Oh, Victoria, I think you know the answer to that. Come on. You know I'm picking it up. I am not paying no damn delivery fee.
I love it. I love it.
Because like once I had, we ordered from Domino's, and Domino's maybe like not even 10 minutes from the house. And they have a reward program that if you order a certain number of pizzas, you get like your sixth or seventh free. So the pizza was free, but then they're like, oh, but with delivery, it'll be like $7. And I'm just like, no, I would rather walk to Domino's and walk back than pay you $7 for my free pizza. I wasn't going to do it.
Okay, so Garrett thinks it's so ridiculous because growing up and still to this day, my parents will not pay for someone to deliver food to the house. God forbid, they will get into their car and drive and pick up whatever they're eating. And it blows his mind that he just won't pay the delivery fee.
Now, it does depend on how much the delivery fee is. Mm-hmm. If it was $2 or $3, then I'm like, okay, that's fine. And when gas hit like over $2 a liter here, me looking at my car is going to cost me $8 before I even get in, you know?
I know.
I will order off of like Skip the Dishes or Uber if I have a promo code where it's free. Then I will do that for sure. Would you pay for delivery?
Jamie, I once paid for Cobb's bread. When I'm at my parents' house, they live like 100 meters from Cobb's, but absolutely not. Like, I am doing Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. I watched the little car go around 20 minutes later when I could have just gotten out of bed and walked to Cobb's. I was like, absolutely not. I'll wait the 20 minutes, pay the whatever fee so that they can deliver scones to my house. I think it's more too because we don't have that luxury. I live out in the country. I can't just Uber Eats or Skip the Dishes. So when I can, I'm like, absolutely. Let's
I'd assume since you don't have it that you'd be used to picking it up yourself.
Yeah, but I'm just like, let someone do this for me. So lazy, but I love it.
So I know that you're always scrolling on TikTok. Is there like a tip or a trend that you've seen lately that you want to try?
Not that I want to try, but can I do one that I find so annoying right now?
Yes, please.
It's when people, they're telling a story, but they're rhyming it to a song. So it's like, one time I went outside when I was 14 and I bumped. And nothing rhymes. And the story goes on forever and ever. And I'm just like, this is a terrible trend.
They're doing it to the tune of Super Freaky Girl from Nicki Minaj is what it is, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
First of all, please don't ruin this song for me because I really do like it. And me hearing all your stupid stories, I'm like, it's not funny.
It's not good. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. We're not going to do that. The latest trend that I've seen, people are filtering their cheap booze. So apparently if you buy some cheap vodka or gin or something and run it through a Brita filter, it'll take away the bitter taste and filter out all the impurities and it'll make it a lot smoother.
Do you still get drunk?
That's the thing. So I tried this at the housewarming party.
You did? Okay. Yeah.
When we were in LA, we bought this like $10 2-liter jug of vodka and it tastes like rubbing alcohol.
Oh.
So I ran it through the Brita filter. I had 4 shots of vodka in a row and I didn't taste anything.
Okay, what?
Yeah, it legit worked.
But did you get drunk or was it the edible?
No. That's a fair question. You still get the alcohol, but it doesn't taste like the cheap alcohol. It literally takes out the impurities.
You're telling me that probably some 16-year-old boy on TikTok was like, let's run this through my parents' Brita filter. Mm-hmm. And we haven't been doing this our whole lives.
Yeah.
Like, hello. Like, I can't do vodka anymore. Like, yeah. I can't. But I mean, if you're saying that it's good, like good, like it's not.
It was like I was drinking Grey Goose.
That's wild.
I never have to go buy expensive vodka. I can just go buy this cheap one and then run it through my Brita filter and we're going to have a party.
You know what's going to suck is someone is going to be listening to this and they're going to do that and they're not going to switch over the vodka at the end of the night and someone the next morning is going to get a big old glass of vodka. Just add some orange juice. It'll be good.
Exactly. Make a screwdriver. Have yourself a mimosa. It's totally fine.
Great Sunday morning. Did you see that Rihanna is hosting the Super Bowl Sunday?
Everyone was talking about that when that news was posted.
I am so excited. It's very interesting to me because she hasn't released music in what, like 7 years?
It's been 7 years, yeah.
It's crazy, but I think this is going to be a comeback for her. Like, I think maybe she'll start to maybe hopefully produce some more music. I'm hoping. I love her.
I do too, but I'm kind of annoyed by it because it's been so long. So Is she going to be putting out new music at the Super Bowl, or is she just going to be performing her older songs?
Oh, it's going to be hit after hit for sure. It's a Super Bowl. You got to.
I know, but that's why it makes me even more annoyed in that sense, because I was like, we've all been waiting for a new Rihanna album for 7 years now. Take your time, do your thing, run your beauty company, apparently have a baby. Where is the album?
Who do you think her musical guest is? Because the kind of the trend for what the past 5 years is, it's not just one artist. Mm-hmm. It's multiple artists. And actually after last year when they had like Eminem and Dr. Dre, Mary J. Blige, I thought this year they would kind of lead the same, like they would do it the same way. But mm-hmm. No, it's just her.
I'm trying to think of like who Rihanna could possibly do a collab with. Maybe Nicki Minaj might make an appearance. Or maybe Beyonce, or maybe Jay-Z, maybe Britney Spears. They do have a song together, so it's a possibility.
Oh my gosh. I think it's Britney Spears.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm hoping for. But I mean, recently she did also say that she's like never going to perform again. So, I mean, I'm like, girl, you don't sing live anyway, so it doesn't matter. You can just go on stage.
Okay, but how amazing would it be if Britney came out on stage with Rihanna? I mean, that would be amazing.
I think I would actually go buy tickets to go to the concert. Like, not Super Bowl, just the concert.
Just the concert. You're like, I'm here for the concert. They're like, it's not for like another hour and a half.
Who is a performer that you would love to see perform at the Super Bowl?
I would just love to see Britney Spears perform again. Like, I'm actually, you know, when she came out and she was like, yeah, like I'm done performing. I was kind of mm-hmm. bummed when I heard that because I really wanted to see her in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon.
I would love to see Miley Cyrus do a performance at the Super Bowl.
Yes, yes. Okay, first of all, her voice is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. And the musical guests, like, imagine her and Dolly Parton. Like,
well,
imagine.
No, I don't want that. No, I don't want that.
No? No?
You know, I don't mess with country. I worked at country stations and I appreciate it. That is a drive a truck and a tractor, drink my beer, and I impregnate my girlfriend. That's not my vibe. So, no.
You wouldn't want to see Billy Ray Cyrus out there. You just want to see Miley.
Let's keep it real. I never, ever in my life want to see Billy Ray Cyrus. I don't need to see Billy Ray Cyrus.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Actually, yeah, let me do a sidebar then. Like, who's an artist that you would never want to see perform at the Super Bowl? Like, someone gave you free tickets to go, but you found out that this person is doing the halftime show.
I don't know. Who would you choose?
I have many artists that I would not want to go see.
Many? Like, who?
I would not want to see Shawn Mendes. I would not want to see Sam Smith. I would not want to see Justin Bieber. Oh, also, sorry, another one, Ed Sheeran. Ugh, no, never. And nothing against these artists. I don't find them entertaining for me personally.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if someone offered me tickets to the Super Bowl, I'm not turning that down. I don't care who's up there performing.
Well, you just leave during the halftime show and then you can come back.
There really isn't an artist that I'm like, oh my God. Okay, let me think. Just start naming artists.
Selena Gomez. Demi Lovato.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be interested in seeing Demi Lovato.
There you go.
Or Selena Gomez. I wouldn't be I wouldn't be interested in seeing actually both of them at all. Like, imagine if Paris Hilton was up there singing Stars is Blind. Like, you know, I can't.
That's a bop, though. I would actually go see that.
You would go and see Paris Hilton.
Say what you want about her. That album was pretty good.
Dumb, da-dum, dumb, dumb, dumb criminals.
This is an interesting hiding spot. Vancouver police were almost outsmarted by a fugitive who tried to hide from officers inside, drum roll please, a sofa.
What?
Yes. Police searched a home of Adam Harlock, who was on the run from authorities after being sentenced to 3.5 years for drug offenses. Officers were close to giving up when a police dog began to focus on a living room couch. Police lifted up the couch, removed the fabric from the bottom, and found the wanted fugitive hiding inside. I mean, these these police dogs, like, they're something else, man. They're insanely smart. A cop said, in my 24 years of service, I have never in my career seen a suspect hide inside the body of a couch.
You got to give him credit for that, for being innovative, because he almost got away with it. I just wonder, like, did he always plan on carving on the inside of the couch? Because you wouldn't just have that ready to go.
No, I know. Like, how much time did he have? Like, where was this couch? Was it outside? Was it inside? Like, I don't, like, I must have been in this house.
And yeah. I guess the dog earned its treat that day because he got caught.
Honestly, the dog should just be retired. The dog needs to go live in Mexico on the beach, eating a bone.
And not smelling like a skunk.
Oh, God. That's the worst.
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
Okay, so I can totally relate with this story. There's a Brazilian singer who had to be hospitalized because she refused to fart in front of her partner. So there was such a big buildup of gas in her body that she got a lot of gastrointestinal fiascos going on down there. And she said, I woke up at 5:30 in the morning with severe stomach pains and ended up in the hospital because I refused to fart in front of my partner. So she's doing okay now. And the doctors are saying, please do not hold in your farts. You gotta let them out.
This must be really, really soon into the relationship. Because, I mean, like, when did you start farting in front of Kyle?
Okay, we've been together for 5 years and I still don't do it. I can't.
What do you mean? Where do you go?
I will go to a different room. I will go to the bathroom. I'll burp in front of him, no problem, but I just can't fart. I feel like it's so uncouth and I can't do it.
Oh my God. Well, you're more ladylike than I thought, because here I am just tooting away.
Just farting up a storm?
Just tooting away. Yeah, exactly.
How long did it take for you guys to be comfortable with that?
Oh, like 3 dates.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
If Kyle farted in front of me after the third date, I'd be like, done. Thank you so much. No, man, Pam, we don't do that here.
Yeah, actually, Garrett, I remember he was like, because I did for like the first couple of dates, like sneak off to the bathroom. And he's like, you know, you can just fart in front of me. It's fine. And I was like, I don't know if you're ready for this.
But he says, now.
He says to this day that my farts don't stink, which we both know that's a lie.
Like, I know. The courting stage is over, Garrett. You already have the ring. You got the baby. Yeah. The farts stink.
Yeah, exactly.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
So, by the way, I love that we did 5 random facts about sex last week. Just the one about the fat guys finishing later made me laugh so much.
Oh my God.
So I asked you, who is your favorite actress? And you said you love Julia Roberts. So I thought we should do some random facts about her.
Let's do it.
She was once the highest paid actress in Hollywood, raking in about $25 million bucks a film in the late 90s and early 2000s.
God damn. She wasn't the first choice for Pretty Woman. The studio had their eyes on Meg Ryan for the part. But when Meg eventually turned it down, they turned to Juliet to fill her shoes. I mean, I can't even see Meg Ryan. Like, this role was made for Julia Roberts.
Imagine you being the person that turned down the role in a movie that made you, like, a star. Like,
imagine just being that famous, though, that you can turn down roles.
It's like, this film, no, I'm no. good. I have good. Enough money.
$25 million? No, it's right? fine.
Sorry, I need at least 30, guys. Julia Roberts follows the teaching of Hinduism.
She has one of the most expensive smiles in Hollywood. Her teeth are insured for $30 million. Your smile should be insured for $30 million. Jamie, you have the nicest smile.
Thank you. Can we insure our smiles? Are we allowed to do that? Is that like real things that real
Jamie,
people
Jamie, we're not rich enough for that shit. They're like, hey. Where do you live, Saskatoon? They're like, Were you in the Pipe Prairie?
I'll have you know that over the weekend, more and more people listened to our episode, used toilets and circumcised foreskin. So we're popular, Victoria. I'm just going to pull that up.
I love it.
Julia Roberts has a very odd beauty secret. She says when putting on your makeup, it's better to lie on your back.
You know what? She's probably lying on her back and the makeup artist is doing it for her. Like, let's be honest. She's snoozing and
she's probably like, I just wake up looking this beautiful all the time, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
So Thanksgiving is coming up. What are the holiday plans?
Well, pickles on the table for sure.
Of course.
Of course. But we're actually going to go down south. And by south, I mean Calgary, not Mexico. Mm, for those who actually live, you know, not north of Edmonton. Mm-hmm. We're going to go down to Calgary to visit my side of the family.
That'll be a nice trip.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it. What are you guys doing?
My plan originally was to go visit my family in Edmonton. But every time that they do Thanksgiving, they always seem to have dinner on the Monday night. And I was like, well, I have to be back. So I have to drive back on Monday. So we should probably have it on Sunday. And last year when I asked that, no one answered me. They left me on read and then had dinner on Monday.
Oh, no.
So I learned that. So we're going to figure it out super last minute. We have options. Like, we have Kyle's family here for sure. May possibly host like a Friendsgiving here. So people who aren't going to go able to go see their family. And I'm like, if we do that, can I ask for a gift again then too? Like, can...
If you're going to host, people will probably bring you wine.
Mm-hmm. One thing I will say about having a housewarming party or any kind of party, it does kind of pay for itself because the amount of empties that we have that I have to go take to the recycling place, it's going to pay for something because we had 2 bags full of recyclables.
I haven't taken empties to the recycling place, the bottle depot, since we moved in our house.
Victoria, that does not surprise me.
We have a shed full. It's so embarrassing.
That's your ticket to Mexico then.
That's Cole's college fund.
Ready to go. So
we
still
have the keg.
Are you serious?
From our housewarming party.
That was like in 2018?
I told you. Yeah, I know.
Okay. So we know how you're paying for everything, guys. Well, I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving and we'll talk to you later.
See ya.